Well, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, that you are mighty and awesome, and Lord, that you are indeed listening to our prayers. Lord, that you are in heaven looking down, Lord, that you see us, Lord, that you hear us, Lord, that you care for us, Lord, and that you have a plan for us, Lord. We give you praise this morning, Lord, knowing that you are mighty, knowing that you are awesome, and knowing, Lord, that you have a plan for us. We give you praise in Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen. I came out to the backyard, I think it was yesterday, it could have been Friday, and my wife is standing out there looking into the backyard. And I'm thinking, okay, there's some gophers we had back there. And I go, the gophers are back. It's not the gophers. Gophers are gone. And praise the Lord. God is good. But there was a kitten, a cute little feral kitten. Means wild, okay? Wild kitten, wild cat. And but just a little cute thing about this big. And it was, its mother had climbed over our fence, and it could not follow. And so it was freaking out, clawing on our fence, trying to get over, not able to follow mom, freaking out. And so it's like, well, you know, what do I do? So I walk out there, and it is literally, I mean, it's trying to, like, climb up right here, right? Climbing up, and the gate is right there. And so I go, I'll come to the rescue this little kitten. And it's just distraught, man. I've come walking out, and it, you know, them cats, they can just spin their head all the way around. He's just looking at me, coming, what is up with this? And I open the gate. Has utterly no effect on this cat. I mean, I have opened the door. He can run right to his mama. And he is still clawing. Clawing, 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 clawing. Just freaking out. Because mama is gone. And sometimes that is a picture of us as we are separated from God. That we can be freaking out. And sometimes we're struggling to get back, and sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're just doing our best, and the opportunity opens the door. And we miss it, and we miss it, and we miss it. We are in a series on prayer. 6 weeks. This is the sixth week. And today we're going to be talking about the fringe benefits of prayer. But as we've talked about the focus of our prayer, one of the major benefits, especially for new believers in prayer, is as you pray, you become familiar with God. Amen? You become familiar with His presence. And as we become familiar with His presence, we can begin to line ourselves up on Him. Get familiar with Him. Line up on Him, and then you take that step after you're lined up on Him and some of the clutter of your life is just kind of falling away, and you've dealt with some sin issues and behavior issues and all that kind of stuff, then you can be bold enough to say, Lord, I want to work your plan. That's a big step, amen? When you surrender your plan and take on God's plan, you're going a whole new direction. God sent you to Cambodia. God sent my wonderful wife. She married me, and we went down to Mexico. I remember telling her, we are going to go to Mexico. And she said, what? What? Well, it's like, I'm going to Mexico. You want to still get married? That's where we are headed. And we got married, and 2 days later, we were on our way down to Mexico. That was our honeymoon. Well, I guess I probably should not go there. But, yes. But, so become familiar with God, line up on the Lord, and then begin to work His plan. In all of this, as we work out the big stuff and the big issues, there is some fringe benefits to prayer. There is some stuff that you get in prayer that you're not really looking for. It just kind of comes. It's like when you go to a restaurant and you order, like you go to DeMille's or something, and DeMille's Italian place up. If you're from Philadelphia today and you want to be totally blessed, go to DeMille's. It's right up here on the outskirts. We got some folks, but you order, and they have the best lasagna on the planet, guaranteed. And all of a sudden, a salad comes. And it's like, wow, I didn't even know I got a salad with this dinner. And there are some fringe benefits that come with prayer, that as we are seeking God's will, as we're seeking to become familiar with Him, as we are seeking to be included in His plan, that all kinds of good stuff comes our way. Martin Luther was leader of the Reformation and a famous guy. You can look him up. And he would say, I have so much stuff to do that I will pray 3 hours to start my day. Because he realized that there's all kinds of good stuff that happens when you pray. And the reason that is because things go better with God. Amen? Amen? So today we're going to take a look at the fringe benefits of prayer. Number one, prayer will change your perspective. The Bible says, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. What do you got? What do you need? Let God know. He says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And one of the neat things about prayer, the fringe benefits of prayer, is that it is a pathway to peace, even as you are working through the struggles of your life. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. It is one of those things that you're not praying for. Give me peace, Lord. Sometimes you pray for peace, but you're praying for stuff. I would imagine that Eva is praying like crazy for her daughter's health and her granddaughter's health as they are in the hospital. And as she prays, the peace of God would descend upon her in that situation, and she would find comfort. Amen?
Amen.
We all seem to struggle with tension. We have tension all around us. It'll hit you in the head. I'm sure Eva and Mike have a lot of tension. Not a lot of places I'd love to be less than an emergency room. You know what I'm talking about? Man, you got all these sick people and they're all screaming and yelling and it's like, ah, and nobody seems to care. Sometimes it can be at your work, got tension. Sometimes it can be in your home, you got tension. It's in your head, it's in your gut. And you got so much drama going on, so many problems going on, so much struggle going on. So many challenges coming your way, and there just seems to be no answer. Paul says, bring your stuff to the foot of the cross.
Amen.
He is writing from experience. He writes this book, Philippians, from prison. If there is a place you want peace, I got to think it's prison. Can I get a witness on that? Paul writes this incredible letter. Ephesians from they call them the prison epistles, and Colossians from some of the greatest prayers from prison. Find peace. Jesus carried literally the weight of the world on his shoulders. You think you got tension? Jesus had tension. Can you imagine walking around the 12 disciples and they're getting it wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong? He had tension. He prayed to God, here I am with the 12 you gave me. Can I get another pick? I don't think he prayed that. My wife would say, he didn't pray that. But he found peace in prayer. So what is your tension? What is your struggle? What is your drama? As you bring that to the foot of the cross, you can begin to experience peace. Because as you pray with God, and you get into the presence of God, things seem to line up a little bit better. Amen? After you pray, you seem to make a little bit better decisions. After you pray, maybe you're a little bit clearer headed. Amen? Sometimes, man, you can make some poor choices, getting all stressed out. And after you pray, you can have peace because things go better with God. Amen? Second thing we're going to take a look at. Prayer helps me sort things out. John 15:5, Jesus says, I am the vine, you're the branches. He says, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can't do anything. And it's like that cat trying to climb that fence. Wasn't accomplishing a thing. I think mom had to come around and grab him by the neck or something and drag him over the top. And that's what the Lord does for us. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Prayer, I found, tends to resolve my drama. Conflicts at home and work seem to diminish when I pray. I get a different perspective. I'm able to work through guilt issues, process stuff. Say, Lord, I got this garbage kind of like loading me down. It's like, well, let me handle some of that for you. We call that confession. If you came to prayer last night, Pastor Paul had a whole section on confession. And you walk out of here feeling lighter because you're able to deal with your drama. So often we carry stuff around that just slows us down. Amen. That kitten going, I can only go this way. It's like, man, there's a door open right here, cat. Lisa tried to go grab it. Sometimes that looks like us. Peace comes when you pray. And he talks about abiding in him. And there's no striving in abiding, right? There is this rest. It is this relaxation. You know, you think of that lady that was up there, you know, all stressed out. And the difference when you come to the foot of the cross. Because I tell you what. You come to the foot of the cross and you see the Lord high and lifted up. Maybe you are reminded of the nail holes in his wrists, the hole in his side, the thorns on his brow. And all of a sudden, my issues seem much smaller. Amen? Amen. And my issues kind of fade away, and I can find that rest and I can find that peace in the midst of drama. Why? Because things are better with God. Now, I'm not saying I look like that. But that's a nice shot, isn't it? Peace comes when you pray. When you pray, it often feels as if a heavy burden has been lifted. You can tell when you're doing it. And the people around you can tell when you're not. That's right. I came in on Wednesday. And I was doing my thing, youth thing, and all that stuff. And Jackie's going, why so serious, Pastor Bob? And I'm going, my sugar's messed up or something, you know. And she asked me again an hour later, why so serious, Pastor Bob? Well, I'll tell you what, man, I had some weight falling down on me. And what I needed to do was slow it down, take a minute, get with God, because things go better with God, amen? But you can start running faster and faster and faster and faster. And people come up and go, why are you sweating so hard? I'm running so hard. I got to fix my stuff. I got to fix my drama. And I look like that cat trying to climb that fence. Got separated from the Lord for a minute, right? Separated from Mama. Separated from Papa. So, prayer will help you sort things out. Amen? All right, number two, prayer will build you up. Prayer will build you up. Psalm 23. Many of you know this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. When, man? When you're in the drama. When you're going through the challenge. When you got the struggle. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Kind of makes you think of that, huh? He says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, some of you guys have been walking that valley this week, amen? He says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they'll keep me moving down that valley. Sometimes you'd like to take a break. What are you taking a break in the valley of the shadow of death, man? Move it on. He says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Why? Because they know they let me know you're close. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Prayer will strengthen your faith. Amen? When you go in the beginning of that valley, you might not be having too much faith. And you can start out in your prayer not having much faith. But the more time you spend with God, the more familiar you get with his presence, the more you begin to trust him. And the more you trust him, you can begin to lean upon him. And as you go through the valley of the shadow of death, sometimes over, because there's different valleys, amen, with that same shadow all over them, man. And you come out of one valley, and there's another valley. And I think I can, I think I can. You come out of that valley, there's another valley. I think I can, I'm pretty sure I can. And you will begin to develop confidence in God. And so as your challenges come your way, you start thinking, this ain't nothing for God. Is there anything that's a big challenge for God? God made it to the cross, amen? He defeated evil and sin for you and for me. If God can do that, I'll tell you, there's nothing that's really even caused him to break a sweat that's going on in your life. And so you get to that valley. You say, God, I know you can. And I just got to keep on moving. Because prayer will strengthen your faith in the midst of your challenge, in the midst of your struggles. I will fear no evil because, Lord, you are right here close to me. There are all kinds of unanticipated benefits from prayer. You can find rest while feeling restless. Do I got to say that again? You can find rest while feeling restless. Not even one amen. Okay, let's see. I got another one for you. You can find peace while being tempted. Come on, Larry, not even an amen on that, just a hmm. You can experience safety in the midst of anxiety. Thank you, Larry, I appreciate that. You can be surrounded by light while in the darkness. Amen. There we go. And in the midst of all that, you are able to unload your cares upon him. And you come into his presence. You will be transformed in your experience. You'll be able to release your fears to him. And you can find his goodness and his mercy because things are better with God. Amen? Amen. All right. Prayer helps you build patience. Don't you love building patience? Ran into a guy this week, said, I asked the Lord for patience. I just went, really? Wow. Okay, I'll tell you what, patience is an ongoing thing. And we pray this, it's Colossians 1, 10 through 12. We pray this in order that you might live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience. And joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdoms of light. We're going to talk about the endurance thing in just a moment. But patience is not something that you just get. It is something that you develop. Amen. I mean, you ask God, give me patience. God will give you every red light in town. And you get them until they don't matter anymore. You will get the longest line in the market. Or maybe you'll jump to the shortest one. But it will soon become the longest one as everyone else empties and they close them all. And you'll be going, Lord! And that is what he's looking for. Lord! The ability to call out to him. Things keep coming until you have patience. In the midst of all that, instead of being filled with tension, you'll find balance. So we can get overwhelmed with all the challenges that are surrounding us, lose our balance, have no patience, got to fix the car, fix the fridge, fix the lawnmower, so much stop. And we get so wound up in our challenges that we miss our blessings. You missing your blessings this week? Just me against the world. You get into prayer and there will be a shift. All of a sudden you will remember, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Things go better with God. Amen. Happened to me the other day. I was in an auto parts store. And you know, they got, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know how auto parts stores work. But, some, you know, it's like there's everybody around. They're all staring around looking at the counter, and there's nobody at the counter. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, oh, man, I got to try and get this, get out of here, get to my next stop. I'm all tense. And I'm telling you, in that moment, I just said, Lord, you know, I told you, man, I pray in the line at the market. And I, I just started praying, and such an incredible shift from being all worked up and having to get my stuff and move on and get this and get that and get that, to just step into the presence of the creator of the universe. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. So, I mean, that dude at the back, is that you? See, the guy second to the back, he don't look happy. Nobody looks happy in that line. But when you, and you can get good at this, you can just say, oh, Lord, and all of a sudden you are just in the presence of your creator, and he is there, and he is close. You say, oh, Lord, it is so, I mean, you don't have to be, Lord, I give you, and everybody's looking around going, oh, this guy's a nut. You can pray silently, but the presence of God, the manifest glory of God can just meet you right there in an auto parts store place, and all of a sudden, everything has changed. I says, next. I said, you can go first. Why, man? Standing in the presence of God. And it was good, because things go better with God. Amen? All right, here we go. Point number three. Tuning into God. Tuning into God. Man, we can get so out of tune. James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters and elders and youngsters. Whenever you face trials, that's drama, that's struggles, that's challenges coming your way. Anybody have trials this week? Oh, that's some trials this week, yeah. Consider it joy. Yay, another trial. Why? Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you might be mature and complete, not lacking anything. My, oh my. Prayer will get you through. Prayer will get you through. Because there are challenges. The world would come against you making it through. So are you going through a challenge? You got a good one? You got a big one? Struggle looking at you right in the face? You're not alone. There's how many of you got struggle going on right now? Look around. Look at all the hands. You're not alone. But more than that, God is with you. God knows what is going on in your life. And in that struggle, you have the ability to just reach up your hand and grab onto heaven and make it through. And that's so much what our struggles are for, to reach up, grab onto God, and make it through. The Bible is full of people who made it through. Abraham and Sarah, 25 years waiting for the birth of Isaac. That's a long wait for a kid. Amen? I mean, if we got a promise today, Lisa and I would be 75. Well, I'd be a little bit older. She'd be a little bit younger. But Abraham and Sarah didn't get the promise till they were 75. He was 100 years old. Prayer will make you help you get through. Amen? Talk about Isaac, the son. Worked 7 years for his wife. And then got ripped off by his uncle, married the sister, married the wife like a week later, and had to work another 7 years. There's all kinds of struggles that are in the Bible. And prayer helped them get through. They were able to grab onto God. And when they grabbed onto God in the midst of their struggle, it transformed the rest of their life. And so if you've got a nice little struggle headed your way, or you're facing up to a struggle, learn to grab onto God. It can change the rest of your life. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Things go better with God. You've got to learn how to grab on. Last thing. Got to make space for God, folks. Got to make space for God. Isaiah 26:9 says, my soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When do you cry out to God? When do you search for God? When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. When do you call out for God? Where do you have room in your life to hear from God? Because if you only cry out to God in the midst of your struggle, God will make sure you got plenty of struggle. I tell guys, I found the Lord in prison. I said, well, find him out, because if you don't find him out, he'll get you back in, because he just cares about having a relationship with you. You only know him in the joint, that's where you will be. Find the Lord outside of your struggles. Maybe you won't need so many of them. That's right. How do you find God? How do you make room for God? Take a prayer break. 5 minutes. If you're walking someplace, just stop. If you're driving someplace, turn your radio off. I mean, some of us spend hours a week in driving around. Turn that radio off. And I'm telling you, you can get good at this. You know, at the store, instead of complaining about the price check. No, not a price. It's like, it won't scan. But the price is right on it, lady. Just put in 5.9. Won't scan. It's like they don't even know how to use their fingers anymore. And you get so stressed out. And just step into the presence of God. You can get good at it, folks. You want to learn? 9:45, Sunday mornings. Come on in. Get into prayer with Pastor Paul. I come in there, come out, doing a lot of stuff going around. The worship team will come in. You learn how to step into the presence of God. And then you can replicate that all over the place. I don't know why I got good at praying in line. Maybe it was going through the border so much when we were at the orphanage in Mexico. But I'm telling you, it'll hit, man, and I can just step right into the presence of God with a little kid screaming right there and some lady dropped her milk over there, and I'm just standing in the presence of God. And it's good. You can get good at it. You have to make space. But that space will not come on its own. You have to work for it. We have got so much stuff with Google and MySpace and Instagram and tweets and Twitter and texts and phones and all this stuff. It is not, your brain is not just going to go, oh, this is the God space. It is something that you have to fight for. It is something that you have to work through. And yet something that you have to make, because things go better with God. You make that space, you will notice that when you spend time in here, it just goes right in. That as you pray, that you will be guided and directed as the Lord says, oh, yes, we're now hooked up. Let me show you how I want you to pray. Make some space for God. It's important. We have some extra time today. Lisa's going to come up and lead us in a song. And as she sings, the worship team will come up. And we're just going to stand in the presence of the Lord. And we are going to sing, and you can become familiar with that presence. And I pray that as we do that, that the Lord remind you of his plan for you, remind you that he's close, and you can just step right in and go, oh, yeah, Dad, oh, yeah, I just want to hang with you. Does that sound good? Mm-hmm. You can be like that guy laid out in the water just going, ah. If we start singing, and you can stand, we start singing, and you're not getting it, come up here. I'm telling you, it's like the Holy Spirit flows from the front. I don't know why. I think he's all the way everywhere, but we're able to sense it more. You need prayer. You want prayer. Come. I'll pray with you. We've got a bunch of people who need prayer. I'll get some people to help. But we will see God do a mighty thing. Amen?
Amen.
We don't want that one.